Chapter 16, you can't eat everything that looks appealing. Here's my checklist to determine when to say no to opportunities. Perhaps it will help you do the same if you alter it and make it your lifestyle. Opportunity checklist. Number one, will it require an investment of money that I don't have or I'm not willing to invest at this time? If it does, it's an easy no, unless I could come up with the money elsewhere and like the deal enough to do so. Number two, is it worth the investment of money, time, and resources? Am I doing it simply because I can? In my case, if it's a commercial property, it must have a profit in the millions that we can get at within the next 3 years. I'm not a land speculator, nor do I buy buildings so we can do all the work and break even. I'd rather go fishing and skip the grief. Number three, is it a high-risk venture, or do I have several exit strategies in mind that are reasonable and will produce good profit and with bad numbers? If it's high risk, out of my control, I'm out. If it's in my control, I can always find a way. If everything has to work out perfectly to win, I'm out, because it never does. Always takes much longer and costs more. Murphy is my buddy. If my plan doesn't work, what's plan two? What's plan three? Better be a good answer, or I'm gone. Is the opportunity exciting or boring? With so much to do, why do things that you dread? I'm not too old to have fun. I want to brag a little about my accomplishments. And how are you going to brag about boring stuff unless you hang around boring people, and I don't? To me, real estate development and resorts and restaurants and teaching and all the learning and exciting, the stock market, sightseeing, gambling, and the evening news are boring, but that's just me. Told you it wasn't normal. Is the opportunity something I have even the remotest familiarity with or totally out of my expertise? Learning about new businesses while you're vested or invested in making it successful can be a painful experience. I won't say I don't do things I don't know, because I do. I know very little about restaurants, oil, and other ventures, but my solution to this problem is simple. I find the smartest experts I can and make them my partner. They know the ropes, so I don't have to. If I trust them, and if I don't, they aren't my partner. Sometimes it doesn't work out, but I know there's always another expert available or someone that knows a lot more about it than I do. I've turned down numerous opportunities I was clueless on and didn't know an expert. Some seem very lucrative. I don't regret any of them. Of course, I don't know what I missed either. I've learned to say no quickly if it doesn't meet the above criteria. Some people get themselves all bogged down in the worthless projects that aren't worth doing, even if they work out well. The same attitude should apply to all the houses you do as well. Focus on the deals that will make you a lot of money, and don't let the time wasters drag you into a minutia trap. It doesn't take any more time to do a rehab that makes $50,000 than one that does $20,000. A pretty house deal with $50,000 in equity is the exact same process to acquire as one with $10,000 in equity. A wholesale deal that can make you $5,000 is no harder than one that can make you $25,000. You should see the big pile of letters I get from students with checks over $100,000. Ask any of them how they feel about selecting the high-paying opportunities over the low-paying. I think you get the message. It's about quality, not quantity. So when someone brags to me about doing 5 to 10 deals a month, I always wonder, oh, how much money they produce. That's all that really counts. Focus on the houses that have the biggest chance of payday with the least amount of resistance and the least amount of work. Following my systems, you'll have plenty of chance to do that, because we've never been more systemized than we are today. It's all about getting out of your own way and let other people do what they do best so you can do what you do best, and that's find deals and make decisions. Making decisions is the job of an entrepreneur, not getting bogged down in minutia, and one of those decisions is what projects you choose to work on. Today, when I buy houses, I decide which house I want to buy and which buyer I'm willing to accept, and there's very little else I do in the middle. My job is so easy because all I do is make that decision. However, it is important that I get the right people in place to do all of that other stuff so that I don't have to. Making decisions is easier when I'm not spending my entire day bogged down in all the teeny little tasks that are required to be done in any business before the entrepreneur gets an opportunity to make that decision. In closing, the difference between an average income and financial freedom is implementation. Bill Glazer.